Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated BF Goodrich All-Terrain TAK02. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What's up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire for Wednesday, May 18th. Thought we'd have a good game in the NBA last night. Nothing special. Miami pulls a win in the second half. We'll dig into it. Jimmy Buckets getting busy on Tatum and Brown and basically everybody on Boston. It's early. No big proclamations. I have some good takeaways from this game. Can't wait to talk about it. I do want to also mention NBA draft lottery happened last night. Quick winners and losers. Idea of what's happening at the top. If you're looking to gamble on the draft, that can be profitable. I already have texted with a couple people who I think their opinion carries some weight with the draft. So I have some ideas on where I think I can enact some value coming up. Draft is in about a month, right after the NBA finals, I think late June. And finally, and you're going to love this. If you guys follow me on IG, one of my buddies who used to live out here with me in LA, he moved across the country, and he is not a Kevin Durant fan. So he, you know, continues to slander Durant, thinks he's weak because he left. Of course, I have pushed back repeatedly. It was the tough move to leave OKC, where you're loved, to go to Golden State, where you know nobody and you're hated by 29 other teams in the league. And we've just gone back and forth over this for 4 years. It's fun and spirited, and I'm not going to change his mind. He's not going to change mine. And, you know, he sent me a DM on IG about this, and I tagged Kevin Durant. And wouldn't you know it, Kevin Durant responded within like 3 minutes. So we had like an exchange on Instagram in the DMs on Tuesday. It was fun. You know, I probably shouldn't talk about it openly like this, but I don't care. I invited him on the podcast. He said, nah. I don't know if that was like in a negative manner or not. So I'll mention what he said. It's no slander. I'm not spilling any beans. I'll tell you, I'll read the exact messages later in the podcast. But we got to start with the big news. Also, I'll use that Kevin Durant jumping off point as a preview of sorts for Mavs Warriors tonight. That's going to be good. I'll talk about Miami first. Miami beats Boston 118-107. If you miss the game because your Tuesday nights are just so thrilling, Boston dropped 62 in the first half. Tatum had 21. They went bananas. It was just like, oh my gosh, Boston, they're not tired at all. No Marcus Smart, no Al Horford. They're fine. They got this. Peyton Pritchard was lighting it up. Jaylen Brown, Robert Williams dunking. I mean, Miami looked like kind of shook, but as expected, Boston got tired. Miami, I don't know what happened in the locker room. I'm sure we'll hear more about it later today. Clearly something went down because Miami came out on a staggering 22-2 run. They came out and physically beat up Boston, fighting for every loose ball. Jimmy Butler takes over. Butler outscored the Celtics by himself in the third quarter. He had 17. Boston only scored 14. 39-14 bloodbath in the third quarter for Miami. Fun side note to file away ahead of game two. This was the only quarter Miami won in game one. They lost quarter one, they lost quarter two, and they lost the fourth. Miami won the third so big they were able to win the game by double digits. Now, a lot of people are going to say, oh, Jason Tatum had a bad game. Jason Tatum missing two starters, okay? Marcus Smart, Defensive Player of the Year, and Al Horford, who had a turn-back-the-clock series against the Bucks. Tatum was basically all alone until Peyton Pritchard hit a bunch of threes and Jaylen Brown kind of bailed him out with some drives. Tatum had 29, 8, and 6, four steals. He did have seven turnovers. Boston struggled to basically keep the ball in the third quarter. They had eight turnovers. Miami came out hell-bent defensively to just wreak havoc on the game. They were essentially, Miami was like picking up full court and just hounding. Butler had four steals. Victor Oladipo played well. Just picked Tatum's pocket at one point. Listen, guys, it's one game. It's 48 minutes. Let's not go overboard and start bashing Tatum. 10 or 21. Didn't shoot the three particularly well. Miami won the game. They pulled away in the third. Jimmy Butler was incredible. I will quickly point out before I start to say nice things about Jimmy Butler, who you guys know I have a soft spot for. Grant Williams, the hero from Sunday, where he was the prodigal son in Boston. Oh my gosh, I think they gave Grant Williams a parade for his performance in Boston. And for what it's worth, I have a buddy who is a diehard Celtics fan. He's from Massachusetts. I played pickup with him on Tuesday. And he was telling me about how great of a guy and of a family Grant Williams has. His mom is like an astronaut or an astrophysicist, something. And she's a great human. And I'm like, great, awesome story. Grant Williams, love the guy. Congrats. He returned to Earth in game one against Miami. 2 of 5. That's it. 35 minutes. He shot the ball five times, committed five fouls, 7 points. 1 of 2 from deep. This is a guy who attempted 18 threes on Sunday. Attempted 5 shots in game one. Now, there was an incident where he came to the bench. The coach gave him an earful, and he kind of shot back. He was unhappy, I guess. And I think this is one of those like, hey, you guys have seen role players explode for 20, 25, 30 points, huge games. And then they come back the next game and either they're feeling themselves and, you know, not locked in, or they think they're bulletproof and they have a terrible game. That was Grant Williams, minus 14, hot, worst by the far of any starter for the Celtics. Now, quick words on Jimmy Butler, who continues to be the most underappreciated superstar. Folks, he was 17 of 18 from the free throw line. So not only is Jimmy Butler clutch and by far Miami's best scorer, best pretty much everything, Bam Adebayo the best defender, but I mean, Jimmy Butler, 41-9-5, led the Heat with 9 boards, led the Heat with 5 assists, led the Heat with 4 steals, and he had 3 blocks. What a stat sheet stuffer. 41 points in 41 minutes. And this is interesting. It's a fun stat. Jimmy Butler now has as many 40-point playoff games as Charles Barkley. Wow, that's a stat. They each have 5 40-point playoff games. LeBron and Shaq have more, obviously. I'm sure there's other guys who have more. I don't know if his 41 is more than Steph Curry. I was unable to find that. But Jimmy Butler's a clutch guy. And I have been a huge fan of his. If you guys listen to my radio show, I would rave about this guy. I think I dedicated like 2 hours one show to his story. Like, he was like broke. His, you know, his parents, like, he had like a tough upbringing. He would like couch surf for like 2 years of high school. He had to go to McDonald's to fax in his college acceptance to Marquette. He had to go to McDonald's to fax it in. He couldn't get to college out of high school. He went to JUCO. Wasn't even a top 100 JUCO by any of the recruiting services. Lends at Marquette. He's averaging like 5 points a game. By the end of his career at Marquette, of course, he's all Big East. Gets drafted by the Bulls. What does he do as a rookie? Nothing. What does he do second year? Not really much. And then, boom, he just explodes. And everywhere Jimmy Butler's been, this is the sign of a winner and a clutch player. Everywhere he goes, he gets to the second round of the playoffs. Not just the postseason, like, hey, we're happy to be here. Oh, we lost. Chicago, without Rose, gets to the second round twice. Philly, remember, with Embiid in the company, gets to that excruciating loss to Toronto. Then, of course, he took Miami to the finals in the bubble. And I did see a report that the Heat are kind of angry that everybody keeps talking about how they made it to the bubble's finals, and that doesn't really count. And I'm like, I don't know who these people are that are saying that. Are these like jabroni fans on social media? Because they don't know anything. You talk about getting to the final in the bubbles. It was harder than any normal season. I mean, you're sequestered from your family. You're living in a bubble. Remember, that was like the early, 5 months in on COVID? Maybe 6 months in on COVID? And you were like in your hotel room being tested every day. Like this, that was nothing compared to this. Way more hard. Getting to the finals. They lose to the Lakers. Whatever. I looked this up. Jimmy Butler, 4 times All-NBA. Reggie Miller, 3 times All-NBA. James Worthy, big game James. My man. I love James Worthy. He wore the rec specs. I wore rec specs when I was a kid. James Worthy, 2 times All-NBA. I mean, are we underappreciating Jimmy Butler? I already said last week he's better than Reggie Miller. Better career, no doubt. He's carried the Heat to the finals. He's carried the Heat back to the conference finals. If they get to the finals, I don't know. I think that James, I think, like, who's a better small forward? Jimmy Butler is starting to crack. Like, is he a top 10 small forward all time? I looked it up. James Worthy obviously has an NBA Finals MVP. He had a triple-double in Game 7. I'll never forget it. But James Worthy also 0 times all defensive. Jimmy Butler, 5. Jimmy Butler's a great two-way player. He's so underappreciated. He's basically the grit and grind version of Kawhi Leonard. And this is not a knock on Kawhi Leonard, but, you know, Kawhi Leonard, obviously a tremendous defensive player, an excellent offensive player, but he gets all the love and the attention because, you know, he got that one title with the Raptors when the entire Golden State Warriors were injured, and he got the championships in San Antonio when he was a second banana to Duncan and Ginobili and Parker. Like, now that Kawhi has to be the guy, a little tougher, a little bit tougher in paperclip land. And of course, he was injured last year, didn't play, but, you know, they've failed now twice in the playoffs with Kawhi and the Clippers. Now, I know he's been injured, and, you know, that's kind of part of it, right? What is it? Availability is the best thing you can be. Jimmy Butler is always available. I mean, that guy's a warrior. I'm a huge Jimmy Butler fan. Love everything about him. I don't think the series is over, obviously. I mean, this, for instance, how's this stat? First half, Celtics had 42 of their 62 points in the paint. Layup line. Second half, 6 total points in the paint. Miami just locked it down. I would love to know. Hope there was a camera in the locker room for Spoelstra at halftime. I did bet the under. Your under's not going to hit when 66 free throws are attempted. I mean, it was like a WWE matchup inside. Just a total war. And that killed the under. I mean, you know, luckily, I mean, the Heat did cover, so that's nice. But overall, not a great night of gambling. I was hoping to double up. There will be some bets for Warriors Mavs. But, yeah, impressive win for the Heat. I don't think this changes my outlook on the series. I still think Boston, when they get Marcus Smart back, we'll see if Horford's back for Game 2. If they're not and Miami goes up 2-0, Boston's in real trouble. If Marcus Smart and Horford come back, I think the Celtics win Game 2. I think they'll come back. And listen, Jimmy Butler, 41, he was exhausted after that one. Like, Tyler Hero had 18, Max Strus, 11, Vincent, Gabe Vincent, 17 points. Like, are you kidding me? Nice win for the Heat. I don't think it means that much. They needed to win this after Boston's Game 7 win. This was their lock.
Fox Sports.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't Nick?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, let's quickly go to the NBA draft lottery. I know you guys don't totally care about the NBA draft. I'm a college basketball nerd, so I'm way into this stuff. I read about the draft. I'll have a mock draft up later for Fox Sports. I actually have two guys on the basketball team I'm an owner of, the New Zealand Breakers in New Zealand. A faithful listener said, Jason, you got to stop saying Australian basketball. Just say the New Zealand Breakers. I was like, all right. I guess New Zealand and Australia have like, you know, it's like one of the, this is probably a bad analogy. I'm just guessing. But if you live in Jersey, you don't say, yeah, I'm in New York, right? You're in New Jersey. And like being in Jersey is like a thing. You're a Jersey person. You're not in New York. And a lot of the Jersey people, not a lot, I shouldn't say, small sample size, but a lot of the people I worked with back in the day in newspapers were Jersey guys, and they didn't like New York. They were like, it's filthy, it smells, it stinks. Jersey's way better.
we didn't get along, let's just say that. At any rate, two guys from the New Zealand Breakers basketball team are expected to be drafted, both perhaps in the first round, and one will likely go in the lottery. So I've been tracking the draft a lot, and the big winner, of course, was the Orlando Magic. They win the number one pick. Orlando previously had taken Shaq 1 and Dwight Howard 1. And my guess, when you look at their roster, and if you have the ability to bet on it, Chet Holmgren was the favorite. I think Paolo Banchero had such a good NCAA tournament. I would take Banchero first, but I think the guy to bet on is Jabari Smith. And the big tell is, historically, this Orlando front office, since John Hammond got there, they have favored over everything length. That's what they want. They got Jonathan Isaac, a bit of a reach. I mean, they could have taken Donovan Mitchell, a couple other guys. They went Jonathan Isaac. He's a long player. Length obviously matters in the NBA. Isaac has missed two straight years due to ACL injuries. They got Mo Bamba, sixth overall. A couple pretty solid. Let me find the guys who went after him. After Mo Bamba, Colin Sexton went a couple picks later. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander went ninth. Mo Bamba, I mean, he's all right. He's a backup right now. I don't know if he's got a future as a starting center. Putting up big numbers, I don't. And then again, Orlando with their length, they got the kid Okeke out of Auburn. Remember, he was injured in the tournament and kind of fell a little bit. But again, he's a long wing. And of course, who did they miss on? Grant Williams went to Boston, 22nd. They got Okeke, 16th. And then Brandon Clark, 21st. He's good on Memphis. So like, they take length over everything. And if you look at the length, I know I'm not going Chet Holmgren. It's Jabari Smith. Length plus three-point shooting. And in all honesty, like, Jabari Smith, I think, shot 43% on twos and then 42% on threes. Good luck finding a six. I think someone looked this up. There's never been a guy 6'10" or taller who's hit 70 threes in a college basketball season. I'm almost certain Jabari Smith is the first. And he really does look like Chris Bosh out there. And if you project ahead, which is all this is only a projection. Again, Paolo Banchero right now will help somebody win more than Chet Holmgren and Jabari Smith. And then you're going to ask, well, okay, even if you're projecting ahead, Jay, why are you going Jabari over Chet? My only fear with Chet is, yes, I do think maybe in a perfect storm he could be Kristaps Porzingis. Why not? I mean, Porzingis, guys, we're forgetting, was an all-star. Porzingis was on track to be a stud. But what happened? Foot injuries. And that's the concern. These big seven-footers with abnormally long feet. Greg Oden with the foot injury. Like, I'm just telling you, these seven-foot, it's just, now I know Porzingis is like 7'3", but I mean, this is a guy who was, I don't want to say ticketed for greatness, but the injuries caught up with him quick. And when you can't stay healthy, like, he put up, I think, 22 a game in New York, and yeah, he was an all-star. I mean, this guy, he could shoot the lights out, 39% from deep, and he was just scratching the surface before the injuries hit. And now it's like, geez, let's see here, Porzingis, New York, Dallas, Washington. I don't know. I mean, he can put up numbers. He can get you buckets. Doesn't defend, and he just gets hurt way too much. It's just, that's just how it is. Now, I'm not saying Holmgren's going to have the same injury issues as Porzingis, but I see that thin, wiry frame. How is it going to hold up the first 3 years? Now, yes, he will get in a weight room. Yes, the NBA team that takes him, I think he'll probably go second. That would be my guess. OKC. You get a unicorn in there similar to Kevin Durant, right? 6'10", shoot it from a high. Now, Kevin Durant obviously is way better off the bounce. Chet's going to help you immensely defensively. Listen, he's a really good player. Excellent prospect. Like him a lot. I just, from everything I've heard and seen, and you look at the numbers, Jabari Smith is immediately going to be an impact player. And I think by like year three, he's looking at like being an all-star. Now, I think this leaves Paolo Banchero falling 3 to the Rockets, which is good. And man, listen, I know I shouldn't be doing this because it's way early. But if you just look at the Houston Rockets and how these NBA playoff teams are panning out, in the Final Four. It's switchy on the wings, right? It's no big plotting guy in the middle. Everybody's got to be able to guard guards. You know, your bigs need to be able to defend. You put Christian Wood, three-point sniper and a big guy, Paolo Banchero, and you surround him with, I don't know, young guys, right? Kevin Porter Jr., assuming he can stay out of trouble. I like Jalen Green. You know, I'm very bullish on Jalen Green. Josh Christopher is a young, exciting prospect. I don't know how much longer Eric Gordon will be there, but you're starting to see the makings of a fun, explosive team. Now, they're years away from contending or anything, but you've got the pieces in place to really have something nice if you land Banchero. And I'm telling, I think Banchero is like a 15 and 9 guy as a rookie. I think he will have the inside track on Rookie of the Year. We'll see where Jaden Ivey goes. Jaden Ivey, the Purdue kid. I have some Purdue buddies who listen, and I think Ivey's is a really good player. The only problem, the reason I think he'll slip a little bit in the draft, is he needs the ball in his hands, and I don't think Sacramento takes him. I don't think the Pistons take him either. And they're trying to make Cade Cunningham the point guard. And I know he was better as a shooting guard, but that's because good luck, point guard, rookie. It just never works. So I think ultimately Jaden falls probably to the Pacers, where they say, hey, this is a regional fit. This kid is from Indiana. He went to Purdue. He's explosive. Let's move Brogdon. Let's maybe package Brogdon and something else. Get a piece, and then we get Ivy in the backcourt. Folks, you're telling me if you're the Indiana Pacers and you can get a backcourt of Jaden Ivy and Tyrese Halliburton, you don't have something? That's explosive and dynamic. That's fun. I don't know what you're doing at the forward position. I like Miles Turner, but we'll see what Buddy Hield can do, or if he gets shipped in a package with Brogdon. But I think Ivy is a great fit for the Indiana Pacers. And we'll do more on the drafts as we get closer. A lot of guys working out here in LA. I'll do my best to get in workouts, but no guarantees.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their general tire, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. Love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top of
it. I'm not guarding like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcasts from.
And finally, tonight we got Warriors Mavs. I actually like the Warriors here. I think Dallas is good at the adjustments. Jason Kidd made tremendous adjustments as that series went on. And I think Golden State comes in a little more rested, more time to marinate on Luka, who has done well against them this year. I think some of the matchups really do favor Dallas going forward in the series. I think game one, I think, is the play is Golden State. And I'll go after that, I think I'll pivot back to Dallas and get them taking points. But this is the fun aspect of having a podcast and, you know, engaging with athletes occasionally. So as I said at the outset, my buddy disparaged Durant, was like, the comment that set off Durant was, if the Warriors win this year, what does it say about Kevin Durant? He goes there, they won before him, they win with him, and then he leaves and they win again. So what does it say about Durant, who hasn't won with anyone but the Warriors, and they won with and without him? So what does Durant, he sees that comment, right? And his initial reaction, let me just get the exact wording here. Don't want to misquote anybody. His initial reaction, what if Golden State lose? And he see how he flipped it on you? A little pause there, pregnant pause. Well, what if Golden State lose? I'm saying exactly what he wrote, lose, not loses. If Golden State goes down, can Kevin Durant then come out and say, well, they can't win without me? They lost the year before I got there without me. We won. I was the finals MVP twice, and they haven't gotten back to the finals. So I said in response to KD, ha, bro, you know me. And then parentheses, if you remember, this is me being 100% honest and revealing. I don't mind. I got nothing to hide here. I am a Kevin Durant fan. You guys know this. When I've taken major, major heat in sports since coming to FS1 for like, if you boil down like the top five, me saying LeBron is passing the torch to KD was certainly in the top five. There was another one about Baker Mayfield. There was one about Russell Westbrook. Those just come to mind. where like people were legit attacking me for days on social media. Then there was one about the Toronto Raptors when they beat the Warriors, that one also. And then KD goes, what's the narrative I get to push if Golden State loses? And think about it for a sec. Can he just say, hey man, Warriors need me to win? And that's when I answered his question. I said, they need you. Well said. I could take that for my podcast tomorrow, right? Hey, why don't you join me? And that's what he's like, nah. And then I asked him who he thinks is going to win the series. And I'm not going to reveal what he said on that until afterward. I don't know if he's got appearances or whatever to talk about it, or he doesn't want that out there, but I'm not going to say who he picked to win the series. I think it's two good series. And I do wonder, Mavs playing with house money, right? They weren't supposed to take down the Suns. Warriors kind of did not look great there the last three games against the Ja Morant-less Memphis Grizzlies. Is there pressure on the Warriors here? They got home court advantage. They're facing an unstoppable force in Luka Doncic, who they don't have a good matchup for. They'll probably start Wiggins on him. They'll give Kuminga a couple reps on him. I'm sure Klay will have a chance. Otto Porter, I don't even know if he's going to play tonight. Maybe he gets a crack. They're going to throw the kitchen sink at him. But we're talking about Luka Doncic here. He's seen the kitchen sink from everyone. He has seen the best that Ty Lue and Doc Rivers had to offer. Right? They've thrown everything at this guy. Everything. He's faced the best wing defenders. He faced the best team. Folks, there was a stat floating around from Game 7 on Luka Doncic. And in the Suns series, after Game 7 this came out. So Luka Doncic, who I believe is the best player in the league, against the best team in the league the entire season. In that series, Luka had more points than Devin Booker, more rebounds than DeAndre Ayton, more assists than Chris Paul, and Luka had more steals than Mekhi Bridges. So wrap your mind around that. This guy's doing everything. Points, rebounds, assists, and steals, then the best that the Suns have to offer at all those. This is LeBron-level stuff, guys. You can disbelieve it and say, no, he's not LeBron, he doesn't play both ends. That's fine. That's fine. I get it. He doesn't play both ends. He's Luka Doncic. He's coming. This is must-see TV, man. It is absolutely staggering how excited I am for this. I was going to play soccer tonight. I'm not playing. I got to watch. I got to watch game one. I have to. My gut tells me that the Warriors win this game, this one fairly easily, and everybody says, Luka, come on. They got no chance. I don't think that's going to be the case. I think the Warriors definitely let down against the Grizzlies when Ja was ruled out. And I think, without question, we will see a pretty ferocious, aggressive Warriors team in game one. The way that the Heat came out in the third quarter, I think we'll see that from the Warriors from Jump Street. I'm seeing that the Suns shot, this is another good stat. Think about this. The Suns shot at least 50% in their first 8 playoff games. And then Phoenix held them below that. Or Phoenix was held below that in their last 5. Now, is that the Dallas defense? Is that just Phoenix missing a bunch of mid-range shots? I want to believe there's some Mavericks defense being a factor. Dorian Finney-Smith, Reggie Bullock, those guys are going to give Steph problems. They're going to give Poole problems. The problem I really need to see to believe, it was like with the Heat. It was like, can Jimmy Butler get help? Well, Jimmy's going to give you 41, and he had 4 other guys in double figures. That's going to, I'm sorry, 5 other guys in double figures. So you're not going to get a 40, a 25, and then a smattering. You're going to get a 35-40 from Jimmy, and then you're going to have 5 other guys contribute 10 to 15 points. Right? Tyler Hero, Bam Adebayo, maybe they dust off Duncan Robinson, Gabe Vincent had a good game. Maybe next game it'll be Max Strus. They are by committee. The Warriors, it's their gun, the big guns. Dallas is more of the by committee situation. I needed to see how Miami operated, and they did not look great in the first half. They looked a little shook. The Boston game plan was great at both ends. Obviously, adjustments matter. Miami adjusted and cruised. Is Jason Kidd, who knows the Warriors well, right? I mean, Jason Kidd has seen them. He was on the Lakers bench. He was on the, I mean, he's been around the league. He knows what's coming. And Steve Kerr's back on the sideline. I am optimistic that the Warriors pull this off. The big problem I have, guys, is like, I for the first time in forever that Steph Curry's been played, I wouldn't be devastated. Yeah, devastated is strong. I wouldn't be bummed if the Warriors lost. And that's only because of the Luka factor. I don't know about you guys. I'm obsessed with watching him. The guy's just, what he does is incredible. And I got friends texting me jokes about, does your wife know that you're leaving her for Luka Doncic? Like, I support you. You know, you guys are funny out there. I get it, Dan. Ha, ha, ha. And I'm just saying, like, this guy is fun to watch. There's a chance that we see, remember what LeBron did after Kyrie left? LeBron versus Kevin Durant. And Steph Curry and LeBron, I think, had like 51 in game one. That was the game, of course, where J.R. Smith screwed up and they went to overtime and lost. And LeBron punched a blackboard afterward and like broke his hand or whatever, busted up his hand. I can see Luka having a 45-point game tonight. 45-piece to open things up. Doesn't get help from anyone else. Warriors win by 11. Something along those lines. We'll see how it plays out. Can't wait. Cannot wait for the game tonight. Enjoy it. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.